Welcome to the Lost Trail Runner 2, as in Roman numeral 2. Or if you want, you can call it version 2 or 2.0. What this means is I was unsuccessful in getting my podcast feed moved in iTunes, so I started a new feed and will be terminating the old one in a couple of weeks. Welcome to episode 1 of the Lost Trail Runner 2. This would have been episode 69 of my old podcast, but since I've changed feeds, it's going to be episode number 1 and we're starting all over again. So I hope you enjoy it. What's on tap for today? Well, here's what we got going. I'm at Stone Mountain Park today, and I'm out on the trail in the bird sanctuary. I'm going to be running, I don't know how far. There's a about six-tenths of a mile loop, but then there's a portion of the trail that goes out to the back off the loop. And I'm going to run it today. I don't know the exact distance of it, but we'll find out at the end. So I've got my Garmin on, so we'll see how it goes. Well, I'm headed out the gate, or the fence anyway, the back side of the bird sanctuary into the more wooded loop back here. The bird sanctuary is more like a meadow with a trail cut in it. But now I'm in the wooded section back in the back. A lot more rocks and roots on this trail. See if I can keep upright. It's been a while since I've done a trail run, so I figured it was time to get back with it. I've got a 5.5 mile trail race coming up this coming Saturday, so I thought maybe doing a little trail running might be a good thing to do. That way I can get my crashes over with before the race. Get used to picking my feet up again. Oh. I haven't done a podcast on the run for quite a while. I'm going to try to do better. It's been over a month since I did a Lost Trail Runner podcast. On my way out to run today, I stopped by Walmart, picked up a cheap pair of bicycle gloves. So I came up with a brilliant idea. I got some cheap bicycle gloves. I could wear them while I'm running on the trail, so if I did crash, I wouldn't skin up my palms. And maybe when I've got them on, maybe I won't crash. So that'd be like a good luck thing. But anyway, I'm wearing bike gloves today while I'm running on the trail. I don't know if anybody else does that, but I came up with that idea, and I've skinned my hands up numerous times on crashes on the trail, so at least maybe I can keep one part of me from being torn up if I trip. But lately I've seemed to have been tearing up my knees more than anything else. The last trail run I did, I think, well, real trail run, was when I crashed and hit my knee on a root or a rock or whatever. It was a bloody mess. I've done some short runs on not single track, but more like little roads in the woods, you know. They tend to be not as rooty and rocky as a single track. Okay, now I've come to a section of the trail that's got a trail marker. And it looks like if I turn to the right, I'll get another half mile loop. I've never been down this way. See what it's like. There's a little wooden bridge. Oh, this dry creek must have water on it sometimes. Looks like this trail runs a little while parallel to the park boundary, maybe. I don't know. There's a fence out here. I just don't know to what. But anyway, I think I'm in a walk segment here. Today I'm running 1.5 minutes and walking 30 seconds, which is the equivalent of a 3-1 run-walk ratio. And as I was heading out the door, I grabbed a heart monitor strap, got out here to put it on. It was my Suunto strap. They don't work too well with a Garmin. So I'm running without my heart monitor today, just the GPS. So I'm so used to watching my heart rate that I feel kind of naked, you know. But I'll get over it. The trail markers on this part of the trail have a cardinal carved into them, it looks like. Oh, here's an uphill section. This isn't going to be a speed burner run today, that's for sure. I can tell by how I'm running up this hill. Yeah, I'm doing a 5.5 mile trail race on Saturday. Dirty Spokes is putting it on. They're the same people that put on the Xterra trail races. And I'm not a ultra trail racer. I think the longest trail race I do is about 15K. And the Dirty Spokes group, they do put one trail race on. I think it's an Xterra one. It's a marathon and half marathon trail, but I have never done either one of those. I've done the 15K, and that's pretty much it. I'll look at my gym boss and see if I feel like I'm out of sync. Yeah, I am. Running 30 and walking 1.5 minutes, that doesn't work well. No wonder my average pace sucks. Next beep, I'll get back in sync. Here we go. All right. If this trail isn't very long, I might have to run 2 loops of it. I'm on this half mile loop out here in the back, and I haven't gone quite a mile yet, so looks like it might end up being about 1.5 miles. If it is, I'll just run it again for 3. Uphill again. It's marked pretty good though. A lot of uphill. Got 1 mile now. Anyway, where was I at? Yeah, Dirty Spokes and their races. They do X-Terra races in Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina for the X-Terra Trail Run Series. Then they have their own Dirty Spokes Series, which is just around Georgia. Well, I've pretty much finished this half-mile loop here. You could hear my heavy breathing going up that hill. I'm still breathing heavy.
Miles around to hear you play a guitar till the sun gets down. Someday some name's gonna be in lights saying Johnny Good tonight. Go, 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 go. Yeah, go, go. We'll go, go. Hey, Johnny, go. Yeah, go, go. Hey,
Yeah, go, go. Well, go, go. Hey, Johnny, be good.
That was Johnny Be Good live, and it was played by George Fletcher's Bourbon Renewal, the Tequila Mockingbirds. You can find that music on Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. I'm back on the loop in the meadow now. So it looks like I'll be doing another loop of this to get in 3 miles. Oh, today it's probably at 80 by now, maybe a little warmer. I just glanced at the temperature on my mirror in the car when I come out here, and I thought it said 84, but I wasn't really paying that much attention. So I know it's in the 80s, but just don't recall exactly what. Oh, maybe I'll get warmed up by the time I finish the first loop and can run better the second, hopefully. But either way, I'm enjoying myself. That first loop was 1.4 miles, so I'll get 2.8 miles for two loops, so I'm going to have to add in this inside meadow loop that's 6/10 to get over 3. So I guess that's what I'm going to do. I'm back on the outside part of the loop right now in the woods. I'm getting ready to come back on the meadow trail for the second time. And by running part of it again, I should get over 3 miles. I'm going down some steps now. Well, I made it over 3 miles, and I probably got another 1/10 or 2 left before I finish. So it's been a pretty good run out here, even though it was slow. Had a lot of uphill on the outside part of that trail, and a lot of rocks. So anyway, I'm going to cut it off for now, and I'll be talking to you in a little while. Bye. Finished up my run, got in 3.2 miles, and had a pretty good, easy run today on the trail out at Bird Sanctuary. I'll probably do another one on, today's Tuesday, I'll probably do one on Thursday, and then I have that 5.5 mile trail race on Saturday. And I think what I'm going to do is ride my bike trainer the other days of the week. Unless I get inspired and decide to run again. But today was a good run. Temperature in the car where I'm at right now is 86 degrees. So it's pretty warm. And it's sunny. But it's not that humid, which is good. And I'm headed on my way home. I think I might stop somewhere and get something to drink because I'm pretty thirsty. I've got some coffee in the car, but coffee just doesn't seem to get it after a run. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, I'll let you go for now. So, see you later. Bye.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to subscribe, you can go to my blog at losttrailrunner.blogspot.com and click on the subscribe buttons on the right hand side of the blog there. You can also go on Daily Mile and find me, and on Twitter I'm Lost Trail Runner. And if you want to leave a comment on my comment line, you can call 206-350-3517. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you subscribe. See you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.